You really don't know who we are.
Peach Goldman coming up next week. Thank you for listening today. I'm Rodney Balcom. Remember, the gospel is the good news. Let's all strive to know him and to make him known. And we'll look for you again next week right here, Lord willing, with more of the Gospel Greats.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Ziplining through canyon views in Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. And dining comes any way you like it. From pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Miles and miles of freshly groomed cross-country and hiking trails. Ski, sled, snowshoe. Warm up at our indoor water park. ChulaVistaResort.com.
Make TC Auto Works your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Whether it's an oil change, tires, complex repairs, or time to purchase your next vehicle, you can trust TC Auto Works for great service and sales. You'll find a selection of quality pre-owned vehicles. See a salesperson for details. View their full inventory at tcautoworks.com. TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, 383-1700.
Gelenic Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Gelenic Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Gelenic Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Gelenic Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
The Richland Family Thrift Shop is open Wednesday through Friday from 9 until 5, Saturdays from 10 until 4. Please come and shop for treasures, where the profits of your purchases stay in our community. Please follow them on Facebook and WRCO for updates. Thank you for your understanding and for your support. The Family Thrift Shop, located in downtown Richland Center.
If you have building plans, it saves time and money to get what you need in one place. Call the experts serving the area since 1969, Archie Lumber, along Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg. Chances are you'll find what you need. Archie Lumber has one of the largest stocks of steel roofing and siding in Wisconsin. Also a complete line of home and pole building materials, including custom-built prefab wall panels that can be delivered and set up with Archie's crane truck. For more information, call Archie Lumber, 608-985-7207.
It's a new year, and you have the chance to focus on you. Take the opportunity to treat yourself to something amazing and come into Macy's this weekend for great deals on wardrobe superstars like 20 to 30% off Karl Lagerfeld, Levi's, Tommy Hilfiger, and more. While you're at it, get back into a healthy routine with new gear from Nike, Adidas, and Under Armour. And your New Year's resolutions? Oh, you have plenty of time to figure them out. But these deals are going on now at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
What do you get with a membership to Simon's Recreation Complex? Warm indoor pool, relaxing hot tub, steamy sauna, racquetball, exercise classes, exercise equipment, strength equipment, and lots of help from new friends. Exercise when it works best for you. Simon's Recreation Complex exercise rooms are available to members 24/7 with a keyless entry device. Would you like to learn how to swim or learn how to swim better? Simon's is offering classes or private lessons for adults and children. Call today, 608-647-8522. Visit in person or visit online at simonsrec.com. Let Simons Recreation Complex and Richland Center be your partner in change. Remember, you provide the commitment to fitness, and Simons has the means to make it happen.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving customers with a special loyalty and dedication only a hometown bank can provide.
Good morning, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, that major winter storm is ongoing south of our region with some heavy ice and snow developing across Kansas, stretching eastward towards St. Louis by this afternoon. That'll be missing us, but some of the cloud cover from the system will be impacting us today. Otherwise, the north winds will be picking up just a touch. Slightly warmer air will come into the region tomorrow into early Tuesday before a reinforcing shot of cool air comes down from Canada by Wednesday. Then we'll see some mild air move back in by late Thursday and Friday. For our neck of the woods, it looks like our best chance of some light snow this week would be on Friday with a front coming through. Doesn't look like anything too heavy, but can't rule out a dusting or an inch, so we'll certainly keep an eye on that. Here's your forecast for today. Mostly cloudy to partly cloudy and chilly. High temperature 19. North wind up to 10 miles per hour. Gradual clearing later tonight. Low near 11. Tomorrow should be partly cloudy to sunny. Seasonal temperatures with a high of 24. North wind between 8 and 15. Tuesday, dry and partly cloudy. Low 9 degrees. High 23. The outlook for Wednesday, cold with a mix of sun and clouds. Low 7. High of 19. Thursday, partly cloudy, turning a touch warmer. Low about 6. High in the mid-20s. Friday, mainly cloudy and mild. 50% chance of light snow at times, just a small accumulation expected. Low at 17 with a high of 29, and next Saturday still not too cold with partly sunny skies. Low 16 with a high of 27. You have yourself a good day out there. You're going to expect some cloud cover, high near 19 degrees. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with Bill Pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill Pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for Bill Pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County.
It's a partly cloudy 4 degrees, up from a morning low of 3, up from a morning low of 3. Yesterday, we had a high of 18 and no precipitation. A record high for this day was set in 2012 at 54, a record low 30 below in 1999. Last year on this day, our high was 37, our low 19. Sunset today will be at 4:40, sunrise tomorrow at 7:34. No precipitation, the barometer though falling, it's at 30.21, and winds are out of the east at 2. Again, it's 4 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving Richland County and the area since 1881.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's morning news today is sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, Capital Wealth Advisory Group, and the Philback Family of Dealerships.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
Good morning. For WRCO News, I'm Bo Henricks. A creator of the Richland Medical Center has died. Dr. James Tidrick, 88 of Grafton, died Tuesday following a battle with cancer. Jim grew up on a farm in Bloom City. He graduated from Richland Center High School. Jim attended the University of Wisconsin in Madison, where he achieved both his undergraduate and doctoral degrees. Dr. Tidrick returned to Richland Center following his medical training and joined the Edwards Clinic, owned by his father-in-law. In 1967, the clinic merged to create the Richland Medical Center, where Jim continued his career. During his time in Richland Center, Dr. Tidrick served as president of the medical center for 15 years. While at the medical center, he pioneered the region's first nurse practitioner program through the University of Wisconsin. He also served on numerous board of directors, including the Wisconsin State Medical Society, Richland Hospital, and Pine Valley Manor. He was also instrumental in the founding of the HMO of Wisconsin, one of the nation's first rural-based HMOs, as a member of the initial board of directors. Among his numerous accomplishments, he delivered more than 1,000 babies during his time in Richland Center. Funeral services for Dr. James Tidrick will be held at 11 next Saturday, January 11th, at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. A shelter-in-place order was issued for some Sauk County residents on this past Friday night. Late that night, at approximately 11:25, the Sauk County Communications Center received a report of a stolen truck from a resident in the city of Baraboo. The Baraboo Police Department responded to investigate the theft. Deputies with the Sauk County Sheriff's Office attempted to locate the stolen truck and observed the vehicle traveling westbound on State Highway 136 in the town of Baraboo at around 11:45. The truck was safely stopped on State Highway 136 near Kohlmeyer Road, and two occupants fled on foot. One occupant was arrested at the scene. The other occupant, believed to be the driver of the stolen vehicle, was not immediately apprehended, and a search of the area was initiated. Due to the search, the sheriff's office requested that Sauk County Emergency Management send out an automated alert to cell phone users within the immediate area of the incident, requesting citizens lock their doors and shelter in place. After an extensive search, a message lifting the shelter in place was sent at approximately 2:30 Saturday morning. The suspect was not located. If you have information regarding the incident, you're asked to contact the Sauk County Communications Center at 608-356-4985 or Sauk County Crime Stoppers at 1-888-TIP-SAUK. Believe it or not, the deadline to file to run for office in the next election is coming up soon. With more, here's Civic Media's Jimmy Cuska.
Are you interested in running for a local nonpartisan office this spring? Now is the time to get your paperwork in. To get on the ballot for the upcoming spring election, you'll need to be eligible for the office you're running for, file a notification of candidacy, circulate nomination papers, and file a campaign finance form. If you don't file your paperwork in time, you can still register as a write-in up until noon the Friday before the spring election on April 1st. If needed, a primary will be held on February 18th. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Thank you, Jimmy. The Deke Slayton Memorial Space and Bicycle Museum in Sparta will host Sharing Space with Deke, featuring Charlie Duke this afternoon. Sharing Space with Deke is a live virtual conversation with astronaut Duke. Charlie Duke was selected by Deke Slayton to be a member of the fifth astronaut group in 1966. Duke was also assigned as the lunar module pilot for Apollo 16, which launched in 1972. John Young and Duke spent 71 hours on the moon's surface. Sharing Space with Deke, featuring Charlie Duke, will be held this afternoon from 3 to 4. You can attend in person at the Deke Slayton Memorial Space and Bicycle Museum or by Zoom. The cost to attend is $10. Tickets can be purchased at the museum or online at DekeSlaytonMuseum.org. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
Welcome to the new year and year number 4 of History Moments. To everyone, a happy new year for 2025. Today, covering James Appleby, the first Richland County surveyor. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to genealogytrails.com, James Appleby, pioneer settler of the town of Eagle, was born in County of Durham, England. He, in company with his parents, emigrated from Yorkshire, England, to America, coming directly to the territory of Wisconsin and locating in the part of what was Iowa County at the time, what is now known today as Lafayette County. His father made a claim on a tract of mineral land at that time, and they were held in reserve by the government. He was married in 1846 to Susanna C. Palmer and engaged as a clerk in a general store, remaining there until the spring of 1849. It was then when he came to Richland County and settled in what is now the town of Eagle. He made his home in that town until 1863, when he removed to what was Richwood, purchasing land on sections 4 and 5. He erected a good frame house on Section 4 and still makes that his home. Mr. Appleby has been county surveyor for the county of Richland 17 years now. His first official survey was made in 1850, and it was for the town of Richmond. It was for a good road and commenced then with what was called Commerce Street and what was then called the village of Mahangahela, and extended north past Rudolph's Mill. He has been superintendent of schools for 1 year in the town of Eagle and is the assessor for the town of Richwood for 2 years now. Mr. Appleby is a member of the Church of the United Brethren in Christ, belonging thereto for about 26 years, and has filled many important places in his church, being granted the license by his quarterly conference to preach, and he is an ordained elder of that said church. He has filled the office of secretary of the Wisconsin Annual Conference as well. Notwithstanding his many arduous duties and labors, you can always find him, and he has time to preach the unsearchable riches of Christ. It would almost seem unnecessary to add that Mr. Appleby is a strong temperance man, upon which he can truly say, "I nurse my mouth to keep it warm." Mr. and Mrs. Appleby have 9 children. Mr. Appleby is well known in all parts of the county and enjoys to the fullest extent the respect and confidence of the people of Richland County. Listen next week for the history of Richland County covering Bear Creek Valley in Richland County, Wisconsin.
Today's History Moment is a service of the Richland County Historical Society. The Society looks forward to the new year with a vision to document important events and remind the community of important events of the past that impact all of us today. The summer will bring another season of open houses at the Yankee School Museum, and members enjoy the excellent reminiscing in the Historical Society's Yankee Breaky Newsletter. A strong membership base keeps the Historical Society viable and active by promoting the study and appreciation of local history. The sponsorship of programs devoted to local history and the maintenance of and public access to the Yankee School Museum. Please consider joining. Annual memberships are just $10 for an individual or family, $20 for a business, or $100 for a lifetime individual or family membership. You can email your membership to the Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, Apartment 1, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581. And you can learn more at richlandcountyhistoricalsociety.weebly.com.
Hi, this is Doug Penfield at Philbacks and Richland Center. How's your credit? Whether it's perfect or not so great, the Philback family of dealerships will custom design the right financing package for your next vehicle purchase. We strive to work with each customer to ensure their satisfaction. You'll find competitive rates direct from the manufacturers and local Wisconsin banks with quick approvals. Have you been turned down before? We have programs to help you get into a car and rebuild your credit. Stop into the Philback family of dealerships, where the customer is first since 1948.
Today is Sunday, January 5th. David Dean Anderson, 65 of Roboscobel, passed away on Wednesday, January 1st. A funeral service will be held this Wednesday at 11 at St. John's Lutheran Church, Boscobel. Friends may call at the church on Wednesday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Burial will be in the Boscobel Cemetery. In lieu of flowers, donations to St. John's are appreciated. The Kendall Funeral Service of Boscobel is assisting the family with arrangements. For David Dean Anderson, 65 of Roboscobel. Bernice Elizabeth Cruel Stanek, 92 of Muscadet, died on Tuesday, December 31st at the University of Wisconsin East Park Medical Center in Madison. Funeral services will be held on Thursday at 10:30 at the Pratt Funeral Home, Muscadet, with burial to follow at St. John Nepomuk Cemetery, Castle Rock. Friends may call at Pratt Funeral Home on Thursday from 9:30 until the time of service at 10:30. The family requests memorials be directed to the Riverdale Food Pantry or the Muscadet Fire Department. Bernice Elizabeth Cruel Stanek, 92 of Muscadet. Dr. James Tidrick, 88 of Grafton, formerly of Richland Center, died Tuesday at home following a battle with cancer. Funeral services will be held at 11 on Saturday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel on Saturday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. James J. Tidrick, 88 of Grafton, formerly of Richland Center. Michelle Lynn Duell, 54 of Avoca, died on Wednesday at her home in Evansville. Private family services will be held at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. Burial will be held at a later date. Michelle Lynn Duell, 54 of Avoca.
Being a financial advisor is about more than money. It's about knowing what matters to you. At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors provide financial advice and investment strategies personalized for you. We care for your financial well-being so you can spend time on what matters most. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
This morning's birthday and anniversary wishes are sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit The Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At The Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, The Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Well, we have a nice handful of birthday and anniversary wishes to send out on this Sunday, January 5th. And happy birthday. We'll start things off with a wish going out to Bill Wunicky from the Twin Bluffs Fan Club. Happy birthday, Bill. Also, happy birthday today to Isla Granger with love from Meemaw and Peepaw and all the critters at the Little Willow Resort. Happy birthday today to John Hernan from the Blue River United Methodist Church. Another birthday wish going out today to Mike Pulvermacher. Happy birthday. We love you. From Mom, Dad, Meg, and Amanda. Happy birthday to Ariana Lewis from the Willow Valley United Methodist Church. Happy birthday today to the following people from the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Alliance: Will Ashelman, Joanna Bartles, Christian Bremer, Lori Ann Lee, Nicholas Noth, and Clay Tanner. Best wishes and happy birthday today to Fritzy Goplin, Kyle Brown, Ariana Lewis, Pat Kraska, Michael Pulvermacher, C.C. Williams Saludos, Michelle Cosgrove, and Claire Reddy on behalf of the Richland Center Lions. The Little Willow Birthday Club wishes Missy Harris a very happy birthday today. Happy birthday to Franny Hasberg from the Bloom City Town Crier. Some anniversary wishes. Happy anniversary today to Heath and Stacia Colstead and Andy and Jillian Troxel. Happy anniversary from the Bloom City Town Crier. Also, happy anniversary to Heath and Stacia Colstead and Andy and Jillian Troxel from the Richland Center Lions. Happy anniversary to Scott and Angela Hinkle from the Muscadet Blue River in Avoca Lions.
Happy anniversary today to Al and Carmen Durst from Nick, Leah, and your grandchildren. Happy anniversary as well to Al and Carmen Durst from Lori and the Guys. And once more, happy anniversary to Al and Carmen Durst from Uncle Butchie and Auntie Margaret, or Murgat, excuse me, Mugrat. Yes, Mugrat. Happy anniversary. So to all of you celebrating a birthday or anniversary today, we hope it's a great one first off, but also happy birthday and anniversary from all of us at WRCO and from the Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price. WRCO Sports Today is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
Sleepy Hollow Auto Group of Viroqua is your GMC headquarters with a great selection, excellent financing, and lifelong support. They'll take care of you. Southwest Title LLC provides complete real estate services for Richland, Grant, Crawford, and Vernon counties with title insurance and real estate closings. And Subway serves healthy options of delicious hot and cold subs on fresh breads, great salads, personal pizzas, party platters, and you can build a better breakfast.
Good morning for WRCO Sports. I'm Bo Henricks. In high school boys basketball this weekend, it was Darlington defeating Highland 66-54. Kenosha India Trail edged out Richland Center 57-56. Also in boys basketball, it was Platteville 73, New Glarus 68. In high school girls basketball, Kickapoo defeated Blackhawk 61-57. In the game for Blackhawk, Madeline Place had 23 points, Madison Lang had 15, and Reese Anderson scored 10. For Kickapoo, it was Jaden Snagel with 24, while Michaela Kaufman had 15 points. Also, Baraboo defeated Portage 54-36. It was Darlington 47, Highland 20, and Wisconsin Dells defeated Altoona 54-45. Anfernee Simmons scored 28 points as the Portland Trailblazers beat the Milwaukee Bucks 105-102 Saturday night. Giannis Antetokounmpo finished with 31 points and 11 rebounds, and A.J. Green added 21 points on 7 three-pointers. Portland snapped a two-game skid and won for the third time in 5 games. Milwaukee has lost 2 straight and 4 of 5, with each loss to teams with sub-500 records. In Big Ten action, it was Nebraska over UCLA by a score of 66-58. The Packers will be in action today as they finish out the regular season playing host to the Chicago Bears. That game will have a noon kickoff time and a 10 o'clock pregame time, which you can hear on WRCO FM 100.9. Joe Burrow passed for 277 yards and a touchdown as the Cincinnati Bengals kept their slim playoff hopes alive with a 19-17 win over the Pittsburgh Steelers. Burrow also threw an interception, and his NFL record streak of consecutive games with at least 250 yards passing and 3 touchdowns came to an end. But he did enough to propel the 9-8 Bengals to their 5th straight win and keep them in the mix until the season's final day. Cincinnati will earn the 7th seed in the AFC if Denver loses to Kansas City, and Miami either loses or ties to the New York Jets today. The Steelers are heading to the playoffs on a 4-game losing streak. Lamar Jackson threw 2 touchdown passes, and the Baltimore Ravens won the NFC North for the 2nd straight season, clinching the division with a 35-10 victory over the Cleveland Browns. The Ravens will open the playoffs at home against either the LA Chargers or Pittsburgh Steelers. Baltimore was 2 games behind the Steelers in the division before winning its final 4 to finish on top. Cleveland ended a dreadful season with 6 straight losses. Both Bailey Zappe and Dorian Thompson-Robinson took snaps at quarterback in the finale. Neither could move the ball much. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Henricks.
TC Auto Works in Richland Center is your one-stop shop for vehicle sales and service. From oil changes to brakes, engine to transmission repair, they'll get you back on the road. Title Works provides accurate, efficient, and confidential real estate title services to the greater Richland County area and is proud to support our local youth. And WCCU Credit Union offers competitive savings rates and low-interest loans, helping you build a better life. Member NCUA.
WRCO.
When all
Charm me most. love demands my soul. My life, my
age to age. bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, our Maker. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, our Maker. For He is our God.
God, from whom all blessings flow.
God from